hiding his sorrow and disappointments, the hedgehog murmured.
I knew all this before you told me. I felt it every time I looked at your face. You've worked hard here, but only to put things from your mind. But enough of this, mate. We're getting so gloomy we'll have it raining afore nightfall. You're still a young beast with a great life ahead of you, Sunflash. But promise me this. You won't go without saying goodbye.
I promise you, Terry Lingle, I won't leave without a goodbye.
All through that afternoon, they took their well-earned leisure, often joining the young ones at play. Scarlet took off to go on one of his high-flying, wide-ranging patrols, leaving word that he would be back by supper. Sunflash took himself off to the stream, where he sat cooling his foot paws in the warm shallows, trying to fathom out the riddle song.
I'm not a lass sound way south in the west, so starland a mat, there's where I look.
Bruff Dubbo's voice interrupted his musings.
Oh, sir, you'n seed aught of those two little hogs, Gurmil and Turg.
Sunflash stamped his foot paws dry on the grass.
Haven't seen them since lunchtime. Why?
Bruff scratched his head with a heavy digging claw.
Seems like they'm got theyselves lusted her.
Back at the cave, Deary was questioning the other babes without much success. Gurmil and Turg were the two little male hogs. Their sisters, Bitty and Gilla, had been playing with the small mole maids Nilly and Pod, and none of the four was making much sense, as is usual with babes. Deary was worried but patient.
Now think careful, little uns. Where'd their two scamps go to?
Bitty pointed at the sky.
Flied away up there?
No, no, they never. That was Mr. Scarlath the Orc Bird. Lack-a-day, I do wish he were here now. Nilly, do you know where Gurmil and Turg might be?
Are playing in the water, I think.
No, that was Sunflash. He was at the stream. Oh, where have those two little villains run off to?
She stared up at Sunflash beseechingly. The big badger radiated calm and confidence as he patted Deary's head spikes gently.
Never fear, ma'am. I'll find them. Tiri, you circle to the east. Bruff, take a wide loop west. I'll go due south and we'll meet up where the big clearing is. The one with the pond, you know it.
Lully threw her apron up over her face to hide her upset.
Brr, them rascals. I do wish Sir Rockbird was here.
Bruff twitched his nose comfortingly at her.
Don't ye fret, my damson. Us'll find him. You stay by yer with Deary and watch t'other little uns.